This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem. Thank you, listeners, to the Living Mishnah. What a nice program. Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah. Today's Mishnah number 704 in our pictorial series should be a zechut refuah shlema for Penina bat Rachel. May they be well. The goal is to teach Mishnayot in a clear, concise way. In Baruch Hashem, at Torah Show's headquarters, we are very grateful for the feedback that we're receiving. I appreciate Stanley Shamash, a sponsor. It should be a zechut for Ezra ben Rachel and Avram Chaim ben Bella, Aleihem HaShalom. And also Chaim Lech. It should be a zechut for Kalman ben Chaim and Shandel bas Mamo Frimid, Aleihem HaShalom. The Mishnah today is in Adar and Parag Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. If someone vows entering a house, does that include the attic? So it could be that in the olden days it was very unusual to own two floors. Today people are spoiled. They have to have a four-floor house or a three-floor house. But definitely in time of the Mishnah that was unusual. And therefore the Mishnah speaks like this. Hanodrim in a bayit. Someone swore he's not going into a certain house. So mutar ba'aliyah divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says he could go upstairs because that's not included in the house. The house presumably is the main floor where people live. V'chachamim omerim aliyah b'chal abayit. But the chachamim hold that the upstairs is the same as the downstairs, and therefore he cannot go to the upstairs. Now hanodim min aliyah mutar b'bayit. But let's say someone swore he's not going upstairs of a house, then everyone would agree he could go downstairs. Because downstairs is not included in upstairs. And according to the Chachamim, the upstairs and the downstairs are together, one house. According to Rabbi Meir, the upstairs is separate. Okay, so that is this simple Mishnah. Keep shtagging in Avodat Hashem. May Hashem give us the koach and the moach to patiently and persistently learn his Heilige Torah b'simcha rabbah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.